Carcerum will begin in a moment. This is Carcerum.
But we need to get to Carcerum.
Oh, bad idea. Oh, bad idea.
There's a spell keeping the guardians trapped. Maybe it's like the bell. All it needs is an ally to pour magic into the gate door, then we can open it.
Yeah, maybe. And do you think the Dark Ones sat around and did nothing? They have to be watching Carcerum to keep the guardians contained and the others out, like a prison. They'll defend it in lots of terrible ways. Claws that can't be seen. The words that drive one to madness. Corpses fighting trespassers. Who knows? Definitely that last one.
We did just watch the dead rise and attack people at dawn, Walla.
There, see? One of them specialized in undead magic. Normally, it's a high-level spell to bring back a single person as a puppet, but we have seen that they can easily bring back dozens. Oh, they're probably guarding Carcerum.
I mean, there were hundreds of corpses raised at Donwalla. Maybe thousands.
A well that has been deepened that much? Well, I am not seasoning myself up and climbing into that monster's mouth. Absolutely not. Not going to Carcerum.
Could you at least point it out on a map?
I'm free, right? No chains, no enchanted metal encircling my neck. Ah, yes, I'm free. Huh. Then why stay here and have a pointless conversation?
Oh, wait, Galen!
It's been a long time, Emelian.
I'm so sorry. We didn't think to cover him.
No, it's good that I got to see him one last time. My captor. My friend. May I have some time alone with him?
Yeah, of course. Okay, girl?
That was a lot to take in. Magical rules, guardians, hiding in fear for years, maybe in plain sight.
You think he'd allow me to transcribe his words? We need to preserve this knowledge.
The Dark Guardians seem like they're the type who'd come after you if they found out you were spreading information about them.
Don't worry. I have my ways.
Has anyone else thought about how Galen's story fits into the prophecy?
Perhaps a little, but I couldn't really figure it out.
Surviving death. Using fire magic and guarding people against the darkness. That all fits in with the prophecy, and there are lines about Carcerum.
I agree. There's too much in common for it to be a simple coincidence.
Maybe the chosen one is whoever releases the trapped guardians. The prophecy could be about saving the guardians so they can save the land.
That does make sense.
We need to convince Galen to lead us to Carcerum. Somehow.
It sounds like Carcerum is defended by the Dark Guardians. That army of the Risen is probably under their control. So you know it's a big army. Why would we run towards the people we barely escaped from?
I can't ignore a chance to make things better.
And if you're wrong, you die. Excuse me if I don't like those odds.
They're still better odds than we've had in a long time.
Ugh, you're hopeless. Istin, you know better than any of us what we're up against. What do you think? Istin?
Yes?
Hey. You okay? You haven't talked since we met Galen.
Yes.
Istin?
Hard to keep myself together.
Do you still feel like you're disappearing?
Yes.
Disappearing? What?
The night Aura worked on the prophecies, Istin told me he felt like he was fading away.
He talked to you, not me?
Sometimes it's easier to talk to someone you don't care about. You don't worry you'll hurt them.
And the urge to walk, to go there. It's difficult to resist.
To go where? It's a physical location?
Yes.
Maybe it's Carcerum. Galen did say that the dead are probably guarding the city. If you know where to go, then we can find it.
We shouldn't let him lead us.
Are you still worried that Istin might betray us? It's been days. He clearly isn't being controlled.
He's barely keeping his own mind now. What do you think will happen when he starts following what the magic commands? If he leads us to Carcerum, the Istin you know may finish fading away.
But maybe...
No.
Karis?
Don't use him.
Look, I know that...
Laura!
What?
Stop.
You're right. We'll figure out another way to get to Carcerum.
Friends who probably aren't only in my mind, are you still there? You can come back. I made tea. The leaves weren't that rotten. I'm really, really outside. Oh, is that a horse? It has been so very long since I've seen an animal that wasn't a rat.
Her name's Spirit. Do you want to pet her?
It might be too much right now. It's been such a big day. Maybe tomorrow. You'll stay, right? I know you're thinking of going, but surely you've rethought that, right?
We can stay for a while, but we do want to go to Carcerum soon. I hope you'll reconsider and take us there.
Nope. Yeah, but where are my manners? Come in. Come in. There's not rotted tea waiting. Here, here.
Help yourself.
Oh, thanks, Galen. Oh, it smells, smelly. Galen, what would you do if you found out someone had magic? Would you train them?
Not a dark one, right?
Oh, no, not a dark one. Someone who never even heard of guardians before today.
Subtle.
Then yes, I train them. Nothing beyond simple spells, obviously. Small powers, just enough to control outbursts. Don't want to attract attention.
How long would it take to teach them?
A few years, probably.
Years?
Magic remakes the world. Did you all forget? Of course, it takes a long time to learn. The longer if we wanted to get into high levels, but that's definitely a no. Nope. Ah, this tea is awful. Who made it?
What if the person only wanted to pour their magic into an object, like you did with the bell?
Oh, that's easy. You concentrate on the desire and the need. If you feel strongly enough, it'll work.
Oh, so even someone without training could somehow possibly open Carcerum's gate.
Well, that again? That's annoying talk. Let's discuss something better. Oh, what's everyone's names? I've started to give you nicknames in my head, but I don't think Muscled Meanie and Ancient Woman would like those titles if I said them out loud. Did I say them out loud? I didn't, right?
I'm sorry we didn't introduce ourselves sooner. I'm Aura.
Kevin, please, never tell me my nickname.
I'm Formosa. It's nice to meet you.
Karis.
You can call me Elizabeth. I was hoping you'd give me permission to document what we've talked about. If you don't mind, I have more questions.
And that's Istin.
He's so quiet. Hasn't said a word. Oh, no. Can he not speak? Oh, no. Is it rude to ask if he can't speak?
Greetings.
Why do I get a bad feeling from him?
Oh, don't worry. Istin's a friend.
He's dead! He's dead and he's moving! You brought one of Danica's undead puppets into my home!
Whoa. We can explain.
Get out! Get out!
He was only dying when this spell happened. He's not completely bound by the magic.
Leave! Now!
He can be trusted. He defended us from the other dead.
I don't care! I don't care! You brought this thing into my home. Leave now! Or I'll make you leave.
We're leaving. Don't do anything rash.
Because you freed me, I'm not going to hurt you. But never come here again. Never!
Should we fight it?
He seemed scared enough he would burn everything to keep Istin away.
Let's get some distance before he attacks us.
What now?
We find Carcerum.
That would be madness, even assuming you had magic and you learned how to control it. But without basic training at all, going there would be suicide.
Galen said that pouring magic into an object is based on need. I can do that even without training. And if all the spell needs is an ally to activate it, then we should be able to do it.
If these all-powerful guardians haven't figured it out, what makes you think we can even open the gate?
Maybe no one on the outside has tried. everything connects back to the prophecy, and the prophecy leads to Carcerum. And if we don't try, how many more people will they kill?
Nice words and all, but that doesn't mean we can suddenly take them on.
We won't try to fight them head to head. We'll simply run to the gate and try to open it before they overwhelm us.
Oh, simply. Great plan.
Or come up with a real plan when we get there.
Don't get mad at me. I'm just thinking rationally. You're just hoping everything will all be fine. Just because you're in the right doesn't automatically mean it'll all work out.
The gate will open, Kevin. The gate will open. What's with all the negativity?
Negativity? You're just denying reality.
Stop! Both of you. Look, without Galen's help or following Istin, how do we even find Carcerum?
We could return to Dawnwallow. Look for tracks to follow the dead.
With all the blood spilled, it has to be overrun by Lucis Natori. And the forest could erase the tracks.
I will take you to Carcerum.
No.
Let me take you.
No.
Karis is right. It's not worth the risk. And we don't even know if the direction you're sensing would lead us to Carcerum.
Dead armies there. I'm dead and want to go there. It's Carcerum.
No.
I'm fading. I know it. Even if I don't go, I'll disappear. Let me do one good thing. Let me take you.
You'll die.
I'm already dead.
This isn't fair. It just isn't fair.
When have I been fair?
Are you sure you want to do this, Istin?
Yes.
If we go, we might not survive this. Not just Istin. All of us. We're taking a gamble that the prophecy is about letting the Guardians out, and that my magic can open the door. If we're wrong, then...
I joined you because I was looking for hope. This is it. I'm going.
I may never get another chance to learn what happened. If you'll have me, I'm with you.
We'll fight those that turn Istin into this?
I think so.
I'll go.
Well, I'm in. Someone has to protect you all. And at least one of us has to make sure we have a plan. Plus, I've always wanted to see a big door.
This way.
You all go ahead. I want to check Spirit's hooves. Kevin, why don't you help me out?
We could wait.
Go. This won't take long.
Spirit's fine.
I needed a moment to talk to you alone. I know you don't agree with us going to Carcerum.
It's not that I don't want to.
I'm not mad. I just think you should leave. Go back to the village. Or find another settlement.
Why? Do you not trust me to have your back? Do you think I'll be that useless in a fight? Just because...
That's not it. Not at all. I need you to leave because I couldn't bear it if anything happened to you. After Godric died, I don't think I could have survived without you. Literally and figuratively. You helped me escape from Lucis Natori. You made me laugh no matter how deeply I began to hate myself. You trusted me enough to follow my ideas, no matter how much you complained.
That's not...
And that's why I couldn't live with myself if you died following me. With everyone else, at least I know they have their own reasons for going. But if you go, it would only be because you trust me. Like Godric did. Please, Kevin. Please leave me.
Godric wasn't your fault.
Then what about Dawnwallow? Did my magic summon the Dark Guardians? People keep dying around me. I might as well bring that to our enemies, right?
You're not to blame. You haven't done anything wrong. You surround yourself with the crazy and the brave. People who choose the dangerous path. They aren't marching along behind you. They're by your side.
That doesn't matter. What matters is that you live. I need you to live.
I've thought about leaving before. I never wanted an adventure. And I want to die even less. Each time we've gone somewhere new, I've wondered if it was finally time to part ways.
Then...
But I won't go. And it's not because I trust you. In fact, it's because I don't trust you. I know you well enough that you'll happily throw your life away if you think it'll do just a little bit of good. Someone sane needs to stay by your side to pull you out of the fire.
Kevin.
You're going with a group of people where everyone believes in something more than their own lives. All of you desperately need a selfish person who will occasionally force you to consider reality.
I don't know if we'll survive.
Hasn't it always been that way? Sorry, Aura. You're stuck with me. And whatever happens, it's my decision, not yours.
Is everything all right?
We're fine. We're coming. Right? Come on, let's go.
I'm not holding your hand.
Ugh. Well, I don't want to hold yours either. I thought it could have been a nice moment, but you've ruined it.
Worth it.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How's Istin doing?
It's getting harder to get him to respond. And when we were on watch together last night, I noticed he doesn't blink anymore.
I hope we reach Carcerum soon. Maybe the True Guardians can help him.
Well, I mean, we've been steadily ascending since yesterday, and the soil is a reddish color I've never seen before. You said Carcerum was atop a red mountain, right?
Why didn't we see a red mountain before we started climbing it?
The forest can conceal as well as change.
Or magic. Perhaps the guardians hid their home, which is why no one goes there.
Close.
We're getting close?
Close enough. A new desire. Rising.
Are you trying to sound creepy?
Karis.
To alert them to intruders. To you. Then to kill you.
Oh. So you are trying to sound creepy.
Can you fight that urge?
For now. Getting harder.
Elizabeth, keep your lantern ready. If Istin turns on us, we can keep him away.
No. Won't stop me from alerting them.
We could gag you.
No. No gag would work. Only true death.
No.
Even if you ripped out my tongue, I could alert them.
Damn magic.
Before I lose myself, you must destroy me.
No.
Karis, you must.
What if we stopped having you lead us to Carcerum? You and Karis could go in the opposite direction. That might stop the urges.
What is done can't be undone. The desire will only grow. You must end me.
There has to be a way.
It's difficult to pay attention even now when discussing my demise. I don't know how much longer I can keep my mind. Minutes, hours. But no more than that. No matter what anyone does.
We should listen to him. I'm surprised he resisted being completely under the magic's control for this long.
No one is killing Istin.
Garcerum is straight ahead and up the mountain. Keep going and you'll reach it.
Don't talk like you won't be here. You can beat this, Istin. You're the chosen one. I know you are.
Perhaps the chosen one needs to die.
No.
Garrus, you saved my life. Gave me a purpose. I've been wrong about so much, but never for trusting in you. Let me be the man you wanted me to be. Let me die before I betray you again.
Don't do this.
It's harder to think. Like a veil covering my thoughts. I don't have much time.
No!
Okay. Daris. You have to end me.
Don't. No, please don't.
I need you. I've always needed you. Please kill me. It's calling.
Isid, try to resist.
I don't think he can understand anymore.
This can't be. Isid! Isid!
Don't make this harder. Paris, you know what you have to do.
Goodbye, Isid. Goodbye, my friend.
We are born in darkness, and to darkness we return. May we find peace. I'm so sorry, Karis.
I'll dig his grave.
I'll help.
So will I.
We'll all help.
Carcerum. We're finally here.
It's more beautiful than I ever imagined.
And well guarded.
I thought calling the dead an army was a figure of speech. Army doesn't even do it justice. There are so many dead animals in the Losus Naturae, too.
That's not the only issue. We're close, but it's uphill. And we'll have to stick to the road because of the cliffs on either side. Well, at least it's a wide path. But the incline is going to make fighting difficult.
Doesn't matter.
Are the dead gonna find us? There are so many of them.
The forest has taken an interest in us. While we stay in the trees, we may be safe.
But the Risen have cut down all the trees between here and the gate.
Why are the Risen here? Why now?
The bigger question is, how are we going to get to that gate without joining their ranks?
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Even if the dead can't touch us while the lantern is lit, they could shoot arrows at us or throw weapons. Not to mention that there are enough of them that by numbers alone they could force us off a cliff, or we would get crushed under a pile of immobilized ones.
And there's a living creature.
What? Where? How do you know?
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.